During the summer, and at different times, we had been making occasional visits at Nailsea, a village at 8 miles distance and singularly situated in the midst of a thicket producing great quantities of coal. Here were two glass houses and numbers of profligate poor drawn hither from these circumstances, so that we found it abounding in sin and wickedness, the usual consequences of glass houses and mines. And when we cast our eyes round and meditated on the great singularity of its situation, we could not help thinking it would become our own little Sierra Leone. We proposed to them a school. The heads of the parish assembled, and, though very ignorant, yet there was something in them we did not dislike, particularly in the behaviour of two or three. They were uncommonly struck and delighted at our coming, and not having a house suited to our purpose, called a parish meeting, and proposed even to build one rather than lose us. This was very gratifying. On the 1st of October, we went in great parade to Nailsea. The heads of the parish all met in their best clothes, and after Mr. Baddeley, a clergyman who lived in the parish, had, with due solemnity, all standing with heads uncovered, begged a blessing upon the undertaking, I laid the first stone, placing under it the following inscription. September 30th, 1791. With an humble reliance on the blessing of Almighty God, this little building was begun. With a sincere desire to promote His glory, to benefit the parish of Nailsea, in its most important interest, the educating the rising generation in the knowledge and practice of the Christian religion. At the beginning of February, we went to Nailsea and opened the long-promised school there. We had engaged Mr. and Mrs. Young from Bath, a couple so well recommended for religious zeal and industry that we have every reason to raise our expectations upon solid grounds. We had not the whole number we engaged on account of a day's fall of snow that rendered the roads almost impassable. From their former behaviour at Nailsea, we expected to be warmly received and were not disappointed. Bell ringing and much rejoicing appeared through the whole village. All passed off well. We look forward to Nailsea as a second Cheddar, and find Mr. and Mrs. Young sensible and active, and capable, if they exert themselves conscientiously, of doing much good. The children here, to our great surprise, are sharp and quick to learn. In 2 and 20 weeks, a very large number can read the Bible fluently, and some are beginning to understand and taste it in a small degree. Our school at present is chiefly collected from the poor, inferior farmers and colliers.